Late last Saturday night, breaking news interrupted evening entertainment programs. Speaking from the White House, President Barack Obama announced a nuclear agreement with Iran, a pact the president characterized as historic. After weeks of bad news about the rollout of Obamacare, the embattled administration finally had some good news to share. Secretary of State John Kerry claimed Iran would stop enriching uranium for 6 months in exchange for a reduction in economic sanctions by world powers. But there is congressional skepticism from both Republicans and Democrats, including some of the president's most ardent supporters. Within hours, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the deal an historic mistake, saying Israel would not be bound by it, and Israel remains ready to use military force against Iran if necessary. Meanwhile, Iran's president, in a speech to his nation, said there is nothing in the agreement to prevent Iran from enriching uranium, and in fact, Iran will continue its enrichment program. Bottom line, can the U.S. trust Iran, or are John Kerry and, by extension, President Obama, the Neville Chamberlains of the 21st century? At minimum, a very risky bet. This is Dan Ray in full support of our ally Israel every weeknight from 8 to midnight on Nightside, right here on WBZ News Radio 1030.